Welcome to the MVP.
The Mad You Podcast.
Yeah, we back again to give you the podcast that only we can give you. What it do, what's happening. How you doing? Book, what's going on with you, man?
I'm chilling, man. Ain't nothing much.
Another day, right. Another week, another time to show these people how we speak. What it do? Put me in the game. That's a verse.
You're talking
about that one. But be on it. You know what I'm talking about? I was working on that. You know what I'm saying? It took me about 2 weeks to come up with just that bar, that line right there. You know what I'm saying? So I put by the time you get here, I should have about, you know what I'm saying, 3.5 bars together. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Mo, okay, brother. You know
what I'm saying? Man, it's been a hell of a week. We back again, like we said, man. The podcast don't stop. We keep on giving it to you. I just want to give everybody a heads up. We might not be able to mess with it the week after. No, let me be straight. No, next week. Next week, we'll probably have to skip a week. I'll be out of town. I'll be out in Orlando. We going on a quick little vacation, you know what I'm saying? Me and the wifey. So hopefully that all works well. You know what I'm talking about? So just to let you guys know, more than likely next week, probably won't have an episode. Maybe. Because I might still be able to pull it off. But we just making sure. Book, what's happening, man? Let the people know what happened last week, man. It was up big.
Trust me, people. I'm not slipping on what be tripping. You know what I'm talking about? I just can't be telling you what's happening with me. You know what I'm saying? But what I can tell you is a current event of today. Mm-hmm. So, as we know, people, I mean, my shits be, you know, what they is anyway. You know what I'm saying? It's never lackluster. You know that? You know, y'all always say that boy Book be on some other shit, but I don't be on the other shit. I just be on my shit. And, you know what I'm saying? The niggas that can't handle the stank, get out of my way. All right? Mm-hmm. So, I told my roommate, told Ray, many a times before, I'm gonna told this nigga, hey, your little lady friend come over here, please clean up after her, okay? I'm not with the shedding of the hair for anybody, okay? I don't care if you're mine's or another's, and the fact that you ain't mine's and use another, definitely ain't condoning this shit, all right? Mm-hmm. So, I've swept before, I've mopped before. I don't be in the common areas. I don't be in the kitchen cooking shit. I don't be in the living room living shit. I be in my bedroom sleeping shit. Okay? So, I go out there today, right? Actually, about 2 weeks ago, because I was here. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, they, hey, man, you got to clean up after your lady. You know what I'm saying? Hair all over the place. Like, come on, bro. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. All right, cool. The other night, I come in. I sweat for the floor. Hair all over the place again, right? I swear for this shit because I don't like walking in the dirt. You know what I'm saying? So take care of that. I see you here. All right, cool. 2 days later, which will be today, folks. I wake up. It's my day off. I go out there. He's off a day before me, which is Monday. Mm-hmm. So I come in Tuesday morning. I see her hair on the floor. My nigga, I see her hair in the dryer, in the lint joint, right? Hanging out, not captured, just loose body. Okay, I see her hair in the seal of the washing machine. I have a problem with all of this, all right? Mm-hmm. Now I can easily just alert house and be like, hey man, he got 24-hour visitation going on over here. We know we don't condone that. That is a safety and security issue. I don't want to do that. I'm in leadership. I can do the shit. This nigga employee, you know what I'm saying? Well, I'm not gonna say we all employees, but he ain't got no pull. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. I got no problem writing a nigga up from another department. Let alone be my roommate. Okay, niggas, come on, man, get it together. So I say, you know what? Fuck that. I collect all of the hair. Collect all of it. Mm-hmm. I swept all of that. Push it out to the living room. Push it out to the hallway. I collected every piece of hair. Not physically handed, right? I swept that shit right in that nigga bathroom. Right in that nigga bathroom, bro. Yeah. I don't give a fuck how I look. I don't give a fuck how I look. If you can't get to it there, I'm gonna put it where you can. You know what I'm saying? I slept that shit right on that nigga bathroom floor. You might want to lock that door next time, nigga. Because that's where it's gonna go from here on out. That's where it's going from here on out.
It's a lot.
Yes, it was. And I don't give a fuck. And you ain't gonna say nothing to me because it's the point of nigga, just clean up after her, bro. Mm-hmm. Like I don't have to get first. Like,
why she can't clean it up?
Not gonna clean, huh?
Why she can't clean it up?
I don't care who the fuck do it, as long as it ain't me. You know what I'm saying? It's either you or her. One of y'all need to do what you gotta do, man. Mm-hmm. Bitch, you don't even live here to be in here acting like that. Mm-hmm. All right, you company, you a visitor. If at any point in time I'd be like, yo, she gotta get the fuck out. Ain't no conversation. Mm-hmm. Ain't no conversation. I don't care what the fuck she doing. Nigga, she don't live here. We don't, none of us pay rent, you know what I'm saying? This company afforded, but it do come out of our checks. It's technically we pay a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's like, dude, it is a courtesy that you got a cool ass roommate like myself that don't be tripping about that. The only thing I trip about is please clean up after her. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Now I don't say shit about nothing, man. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Give me that, dog. Give me that. Or get it up out your floor in the bathroom, nigga, because that's where it's going from here on out, nigga. Oh, man, I swear, bro. I just like, man, come on, dude. Like, I can't do it, man. And it used to be a point in time with this company where leadership actually got their own rooms. Like, they own apartment room to themselves. You know what I'm saying? They went away from that.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
They went away from that. As soon as I got my authority, nigga, they stopped doing the shit I said. You y'all tripping, man. I mean, I had to fight to get my damn car by myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, it used to be that, too. Leadership used to get their own vehicle. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Leadership got their own bedrooms. You know what I'm saying? Whole apartment to themselves. I'm just like, boy, I can't wait until I get mine. You know what I'm saying? As soon as I got mine, oh, yeah, well, you know, we got to go away from all of this shit. I'm like,
they trying to save money or something?
I guess. Now it's directors can't get, if they choose to live in company housing. You know what I'm saying? So supervisors and managers all got a room with somebody. If you live in company housing, directors, if you live in company housing, it's all yours. You know what I'm saying? The whole room is yours. And HR also, which that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? You can't have HR living with people that they could possibly interview and shit like that. You know what I mean? So I understand that part. But, you know, how they do it with us, obviously, is they put us with other individuals from other departments that have no affiliation with us that way. But nigga, trust me. The laptop, I can access the MFR from my phone, okay? Stop playing with me, man. Because if I bring this shit home and I put it on that coffee table, nigga, you know what you did. Don't even ask about it. So I'm sorry
about that. Right, the people from fantasy football to trash talking, man. Yeah, you gotta chill out.
Bruh, come on, man. Disorderly conduct, bro. You being nasty, man. Clean this shit up. It's housing 101. Mm-hmm. It's housing 101. If I call up them, come on, man. Like, come on, bro. Like, they do housing inspections about cleanliness. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it's yours, but you do got to maintain this. This building is leased. You see what I'm saying? Like, we renting this bitch out through and through. So, yeah, they want to make sure everything G to G. Now, if they come in here and this bitch look like a typhoon hit it, they not going to look at just one person. They going to look at both names that's assigned to this. Nah, man. Hell no. No, bro. Take care of my quarters. You know what I'm saying?
How she look though? That's what everybody want to know. How she look?
I've only seen her, like, realistically, I only saw her the day that she first came by to here. So I really can't remember, and that was long time ago. I told y'all, man, he keep her locked away in the room, bro. She not outside. She not out there when I walk out the door. You know what I'm talking about? It's like once you hear my door open, I swear it's like a ninja vanish. You know what I'm talking about? She just disappeared. So I can't even recall. I can't even recall. You know what I'm saying? He late 40s, early 50s. I ain't too far behind you.
You ain't even 40 yet, man. If that nigga 50s, that's a long ass gap.
Dude. Man, anytime you get past 30, nigga, everything close. You know what I'm saying?
It be feeling like you shit. You know what I'm saying? Dude. Man, that boy Book, boy, you can't. Y'all should never gave this nigga no power. This nigga won't write everybody up. You know what I'm saying? You know, writing up ass nigga. You know what I'm talking about? Just writing everybody up.
Look, man, just do your job. Do your job, and everything will be all right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah, it's poor Ray. Ray's going to be all right. If you listen to this, Ray, we fighting for you, man. Just clean that hair up, dog. You know what I'm saying? We don't want you in trouble.
He's going to get to it one way or another. They're going to catch a hairball. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my thing, man. Like, can't do it. That's why I bought my own vacuum. Can't do it. And I ain't even got that much.
Yeah, work now.
I just got a vacuum for no reason. Huh?
Yeah, work now.
Nah, he in the room sleep.
I remember last time you were saying he wasn't at work. You know what I'm saying? He was like, why isn't he going to work?
Well, it's 12:11 right now. You know what I'm saying? 11 minutes after midnight, folks. So if that nigga was moving around, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Then I would know that nigga ain't going to work. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, for sure.
Gotcha, man. I got a couple things. I ain't got a lot, man. Ain't a lot of shit happened, man. You know what I'm talking about? First thing, Cam Newton, he apologized. I don't know if you saw it.
That's after we take. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, he apologized. I like how he did it. He said he was embarrassed because anything could have happened. You know what I'm saying? It could have went a different way. And plus, he said he knew them guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, they all do something for the community, and he said they do a good job. He said it shouldn't have never got that way. He said words got him out of character, and that's how that got there. So shout out to Cam for standing on business, as well as admitting when he was wrong. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, everybody else, we riding with him. He didn't have to say nothing about he was wrong. He didn't have to apologize. You know what I'm saying? But he took accountability. He said, you know what? Even if it wasn't his fault, he shouldn't have put himself in that position. And shout out to Cam. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. From everybody that I've heard talking about this situation, even they talking about him before this situation, everybody says that guy is a great pillar to the community. He always reaches back. And I ain't heard nothing crazy or nothing, no fuck shit on Cam Newton. So shout out to Cam. You know what I'm saying? Being solid. You know what I'm talking about? You watched it? You watched his interview that he did on
the whole time? Both of them. Yep. Mm-hmm. Watched the whole time.
Good shit.
Because he was talking about everything. You know what I'm talking about? So, and I like how he was like, you know, the Mashika, folks. That's what it's called. Because I watched the whole interview. He name dropped the Mashika many a times. He said, no. That's why it stay on. You know what I'm saying? It's to your head. Mm-hmm. They come out of measure. Your scalp. You know what I'm talking about? So he was like, you know, that's why it's so snug. And he was like the Mashika. He was like, you could do it however you want, player. You can get it like, you can get it this way, you can get it that way, whatever way you want it to be, baby. They gonna work with you. So shameless plugs of the Mashika brand. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. And you know, I like how he got through everything else. You know, most people are just gonna fast forward to the part of the end, but the whole conversation that he was having wasn't, you know. He's entertaining, man, and I can watch Cam because he's well-spoken. You know what I'm saying? The brother articulates himself very well. You know what I mean? So go ahead and use that college degree, brother. You know what I'm saying? Only use that college degree. Be the non-stereotypical black man that they always think we are. You know what I'm saying? So I actually appreciate just hearing that brother speak. You know what I'm saying? You can hear the intellect behind him. You know what I'm saying? The wisdom in between the ears. So I appreciate that. Him and Tony Baker, man. Tony Baker a little bit more funnier, but you know, Tony Baker is also well spoken on his verbal cardio. You know what I mean? And not to sidetrack, but I've seen a couple of conversations that this nigga been having on there. I swear these niggas is stealing from us.
That's too big of a coincidence, man.
Yeah. Listen. A lot of conversations over there. I like the conversations that you're having with yourself. But see, we had these in a group. You know what I'm saying? And something just ain't adding up. So you people, I appreciate y'all tuning in to us, but don't be taking our content and distributing it elsewhere on these bigger platforms to where it look like, even though the timestamp would say that we did it first, they don't care about that. You know what I'm saying? We know how that goes.
At least
don't Cat Williams us. Don't you set to entertain us. Don't you Steve Harvey me. You know what I'm saying? Give us all credit and just be like, oh man, you know, heard this on other podcasts and I like what they did and I just want to give my two cents. I'll be all right with that. You know what I'm saying? Now, when they say you heard this on other podcasts, make sure you say our fucking name. Okay. The podcast can be anybody. No, say my name.
And
yeah.
He went wrong, by the way.
On which one?
Tony Baker. The one you sent me. Everybody that watched this, y'all know that we've had the conversation about the greatest actors. We did Tom Hanks versus Denzel Washington. You know what I'm saying? Which one would you prefer and all that kind of stuff? We did that. And Tony Baker did that. He went with Denzel. Yeah. Never mad at nobody going with Denzel. But Tom Hanks is literally the best actor of all time. It is what it is.
It is what it is. I can't deny it. I can't refute it.
And y'all know, if y'all listen to this podcast enough, you know how I like to stick with us. I like to stick with the brothers. I like to stick with my people. But I cannot lie that white man was holding, tugging at my heartstrings every fucking movie he does. Nigga, I'm sorry, man. I even felt bad for the nigga on the Burbs, man. Like, come on, man. Shout out to Tom Hanks, man. That nigga a little kid in a grown man body. And I believed every second of it.
Wonderful job.
The nigga played a nigga from some kind of Slovenia, some bullshit ass country, got stuck in the airport, and I forgot it was fucking Tom Hanks. I was like, is this nigga gonna get out? Like, I was real. That nigga still in the airport to me. On the terminal. Shout out to Tom Hanks, nigga. This nigga really had me tear up in Castaway when Wilson floated a fucking way.
Yeah, bro.
I'm sorry.
Niggas can't do that. Yeah.
Did you watch that one movie? What is it called? He was an old grumpy man, and then this younger couple moved in next door to him. You got to watch that movie. I think it's called like Eagle or something like that. Let me see. Now I got to go.
That sound right. That sound like something I heard.
A man named Otto. Man named Otto.
Otto.
The movie. You won't be disappointed because it's fucking Tom Hanks. Everything this nigga do is amazing. So, hey, it is what it is.
Yeah, I ain't seen that. You know what I'm saying? He ain't got a virtuosity. You know what I'm saying? Denzel got a virtuosity. Now, to me personally, I didn't think virtuosity was that bad. But in contrast and comparison to what Tom Hanks be putting out, it's that bad. You know what I'm saying? So, it just, man. It's almost like Eddie Murphy Metro. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Like, that thing, Naked into Haiti, that was the best part of the whole movie. Yeah. Like, I like how you say that. Say it one more time. I just came to my thought, man, you know, because I was talking about, you know, the correlation between, you know, brothers that can actually articulate themselves very well. So, yeah, that was it, man.
Tom Hanks, my dog. I'm sorry if anybody disagreed, but he just is what it is. Let's go to something else that got viral, man, over the week. Did you see Shannon Sharp get out that SUV in front of the liquor store?
Oh, yeah.
If you ain't got nothing to say about it, we just ain't gonna say nothing about it. It's cool. We can move on. Just wanted to
shout out to Shannon, you know, giving to the communities and, you know, making it available on multiple platforms, you know what I'm saying, multiple outlets to get that liquor. You know what I'm talking about? Because I sure did Well, when I came in this past summer on vacation, you know what I'm saying? After we went bowling, me and my parents, you know, we went to the AP's Exchange and we tried to hit the liquor joint. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They didn't have the Shannon Sharp, Le Portier. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I ended up with that. The fuck was that? The Diddy one. The Ciroc.
Ciroc joint. Yeah. Oh, you talking about the cognac?
His whiskey joint or his brown? Yeah, the brown joint. So that's how I ended up with that because he didn't. You know, we couldn't find a Shannon Sharp. My mom actually was like, "Oh, I'm trying to find a Shannon Sharp one. I want to see." I'm like, "Oh, okay." So we couldn't find it. I think what I'm gonna have to do. Please, when I fly through, hopefully in the duty free, they got a couple bottles. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully they got some there. That would mean that you international, my G. And if you are, hey, appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? I'm try to scoop some of those and bring them home. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, they give you the elite level size for the, yeah, for the pint size amount that you get here in the States. You know what I'm talking about? Them niggas ain't shave you with the bottles. You know what I'm talking about? So yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to give me some of those. You know what I mean? Definitely gonna try to give me some of those. I just at this point in time, man, I just let Shannon do what Shannon do. You know what I'm saying? Let Shannon do what Shannon do.
Man, you saw Lou came out with a video today clowning him.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, Lou did the Shannon Sharp, boy, had me dying laughing, man. Check out Lou Young. That dude is so entertaining, man. Book told me about him a while ago. And yeah. I can't stop watching, dude, man. And then ever since that damn Magic Johnson video, I can't stop watching, dude, bro. Dude is funny, and he it make it even better because he be at Colorado, so I watch every fucking video he put out there. You know what I'm saying? He got a good rapport with Dion and all them. So shout out to Lou, man. Lou doing his thing.
Hilarious, man.
Yo. Right there, since we stay in the football zone because you know what I'm saying, Lou, Shannon Sharp, Cam Newton, all of them. Let Russell Wilson go, man. I mean, they paid him a lot of money. I thought they would have gave him another year at least. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. As them niggas said, your Subway commercial was better than your gameplay. You know what I'm talking about? That Subway commercial was terrible. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I think at this point in time, man, they was only keeping you on the roster because they like seeing your wife come through. You know what I'm saying? Shit, so do I. She's beautiful. I ain't trying to disrespect you, but we know Sierra's goodies is top notch. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know how that lady goodies is. You know what I'm talking about? So I don't. What you know?
She got one with Future. You know what I'm talking about? And she made that nigga pass. He's still trying to be the president, so I mean, hey, you know what I'm saying?
Got 50 him. Left though. 50, you remember 50 left? 50 was he was out of there.
They was the guy.
She had a point where she was messing with 50. Yeah.
Well, 50 and Bow Wow, but you know, they was young then with Bow. But see, I guess if she was with 50, she won what she is now though. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Like back then, she was cool. You know what I'm saying? But she didn't transform into this. This woman that we see in front of us nowadays, you know what I'm saying? So I think 50, you know what I'm saying? He might have wanted to wait a little bit, but I ain't mad at what 50 got either, man. Hey,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You got money like that, bro, you got the right to change your mind anyway. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is, bro. He got more than Russell Wilson was money, you know what I'm saying? So I ain't mad. I ain't mad at it. You know what I'm saying? Hey. You know, but I don't think he hasn't been good since ever since they threw the ball in the Super Bowl from the one. This nigga ain't been the same. I kid you not.
He was decent after that.
Man, he has not been the same.
Yeah, he definitely
ain't been the same. Mm-hmm. So I don't see the magic. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like nigga lost his powers. You know what I'm talking about? So, hey, man, he's a decent quarterback. And this is when, you know, people eat off of their name and former accomplishments and people think that they still that person. You know what I mean? Like, Nah, man, you're not in your prime no more. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody could be je ne sais quoi, a Tom Brady playing into their late 30s, early 40s, and still be good. You know what I'm saying? Aaron Rodgers. You know what I mean? Peyton Manning. Even though Peyton Manning fell off a lot too, but his mind allowed him to achieve the success that he needed on the field. You know what I mean? Even though he lost that some of that arm strength. Who said nigga just be throwing ducks? I think that was Richard Sherman. But you know, it's he has other intangibles that you just he's still just as great. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying Russell isn't. You was great for a point in time for a stretch of your career, but you are not the same caliber of QB that these people are. They beat you with their mind. You see what I'm saying? That's the key thing. So nigga be acting like he Nemo, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, think you could do these things, but you just can't. Huh. You can't do them no more, man. You got that little fin now. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just ain't what it is no more, man. That arm strength, that it ain't there. You know what I'm saying? So it's a new guard, man. It's a new guard, man. Them little 5'10 dump downs and like I'm not mad that they let him go, man. You know, smart move. I don't know where he goes from here. They're gonna have to be on Madden, they called bridge players. Mm-hmm. You gonna have to mentor somebody, man. You know what I'm saying? One of these new QBs coming in, get them the game type shit. You know what I mean? Help them. Build them to be something great. That's what you got to be, man. Or just take the money that they gave you, the 39 plus mil, and just say, hey, you know what? I had a good run. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You think they're going to give him a chance? You think he's going to come back play somewhere else?
He's going to get a shot because somebody just desperate. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Somebody desperate. There's enough bad teams out there that had horrible quarterback play. For instance, we won't know until the draft actually takes place what Chicago is actually going to do with the number one pick.
He don't want to go there though. I thought Caleb Williams. They said he don't want to go to Caleb. He don't want to go to Chicago.
Scott, yeah, man. No, who want to go to Chicago? It's cold as shit out there. Like, you coming from USC, you coming from Palm Springs and hot, like, bro, nobody want to go to the freezing cold. So I'm not knocking them for that. But I don't know. I don't know the draft order, but I mean, that's just what that is. I know the Raiders, somebody else was talking about moving up to possibly get them. But, you know, it's a lot. But if by chance Chicago drafts him, then that means they would probably be trading Justin Fields to Atlanta, or say that trade doesn't happen. Then Atlanta's new head coach came out and said, hey, man, if we have better quarterback play, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Russell Wilson is better than the two QBs that you had over there, Desmond Ridder and the other guy. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Why not take a chance? I mean, hell, that would be a homecoming for Sierra. She's from the A. You see what I'm saying? She could perform at every home game. You know what I'm saying? Ladies and gentlemen, bring Jazzy Faye out. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, bro, it'll be all right. It'll be all right. So that's – who knows, man? Who knows? If you just want to entertain people until – I don't see that being a bad investment. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of teams that actually still need a quality quarterback as starter. Hell, the Giants might do it. Well, you never know.
The top three picks is all cold places, Chicago, Washington, and New England. Then you get to Arizona. They're not getting them.
Yeah, because Kyler Murray back.
Got the Chargers. And then the Giants.
Heber. I don't need them.
Yeah, Giants 6th and then Tennessee. And then Atlanta is 8th. So, I don't know. Yeah. I don't see that. I don't know, bro. I don't know where bro going to be. He going to be cold, though. I know wherever he go, he'll be cold.
Shout out to the Giants, man. Dallas, Jerry, do what's right, bro. Do what's right. Don't fucking play with me, man. I make my PSA pitch for this nigga right now. They are not going to franchise tag Saquon Barkley this year, which means that nigga is a free fucking agent. Please go get this nigga. I was excited with the Derrick Henry possibility because we need a big bruising back that can actually pick up them short yardage gains that we couldn't get. Saquon can get us that too, and he's young. Nigga, go get one of these brothers to do the fucking job that Tony Pollard couldn't do. Put that nigga back at number two. Put that nigga back on the bench at number two. Give me my water, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Please go get this nigga is available. Please go get this nigga. I'm tired of watching everybody else get these players that we require. Go get him.
Jerry trying. I give him that. I think Jerry trying.
He a free agent, bro.
Jerry don't get him. Money.
Man, go get him. Go get him.
Back in the day, it was easier to control players because he would just come in there with like a, you know what I'm saying, 8 pound a blow. And then they'd be out there at what they call the White House they used to have with Dallas. They bring all the women in there. It's different nowadays. You know what I'm talking about? Y'all was the cocaine cowboys back then. That's all he needed. 8 ball and just a couple women. You know what I'm saying? And that was it. Y'all was there for life. It's different now.
It's whatever we do is going to be tough because our books, you know, the niggas that we actually got to pay. You know what I'm saying? We got some niggas in their final years of their contract. We got to come up off that bread. You know what I'm saying? So I know CD's up. One of our old line is up. Micah's due. And Dak. Fuck Dak, nigga. Give a portion of what Dak believe he should get to Saquon and bring that nigga here and shake some. Now, if these niggas, this is what I be on. All these players always talk about, oh, man, you know what I'm saying? I just want to win. I want to win. But when it comes to that money, they put that before success. Bro, you getting paid $120 million, right? Just hypothetically speaking, for, let's say, 4 years. $30 million a year, okay? You telling me, and you in Texas, so I ain't no state tax. You telling me you can't just do 4 years, 110? Is that what you're telling me? That extra $10 million is just that damn detrimental to you? Now, for a nigga who ain't got an extra $10 million to give himself, you know what I'm saying? Who am I to check a nigga pocket? But when you talking about you just want to win, sacrifice comes with that. All right? Why waste your talent, man? Get your victory. If you really think that, and Micah said it too, like, man, we've had players out there that could have helped us win. Well, what you going to do? What you going to do? You going to give a little bit back to the bank so that we can make these moves? Or you going to be greedy and try to consume everything? You see what I'm saying? This is what I be looking at when I look at professional athletes. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't want to get all the money that you got because we know how the fucking owners and the league is. Like, any point in time, you know, it's not guaranteed. I get that. But that's also for your agent to negotiate to make sure that you get them guarantees in there as much as possible. All right? Help the team that you play for acquire the talent that you desire. Okay? That's all I'm asking. I ain't asking much. You niggas might go out there next year and just lay on the line again. Just fucking give up. But at least I know that y'all ain't selfish. You know what I'm saying? Give something back so that we can get that. All right? Appreciate you.
Yeah,
I'm trying to there. I'm trying, Michael.
Run Jeezy, I'm man. Trying. That boy said, fuck that shit. Young nigga get paid. That's what I'm on. Go get the money. Fuck what Book talking about. Get that paper. Shit. Oh, yeah, those old Dallas Cowboys. Niggas, man, you got one bad tackle. Them niggas be trading on y'all niggas quick, fast. Fuck them niggas. Go get your paper. You know what I'm saying? Tell Jerry to open that money. Jerry got it. If he can't give it to you with the books, he know what to do. He give it to you off on the side somewhere. He'll give you a little commercial or some shit, and you get a whole bunch of money for that one commercial. That, you know, we know what that money came for and what it's for. Shout out. Tell them niggas open the books. Fuck them. Anyway, back to real quick, Russell Wilson. Shout out to Russell. You got paid. Shout out to you. But I want to put some blame on Sean Payton. Payton didn't have a good scheme for him. He thought he had an undersized quarterback like Drew Brees. He thought he was going to come in with that same shit. Bro, you got to evolve and get a little bit better. This year, if it don't work, Drew Brees, they on your ass. That's all. I mean, Sean Payton, they on your ass. That's all I'm saying. Because you put y'all tank and y'all put all that shit on Russell Wilson. I don't think that much is on him. His first season, new playbook, all that shit. Y'all could have gave that man a little bit more grace than that. I thought that was fucked up.
True.
Especially Sean Payton, old trading ass nigga. You know what I'm talking about? Fuck with that nigga. Okay. Last thing I got, man. I had a little conversation, man, at work, and I was like, you know, let me see what Book talking about, man. You heard about the age gap relationships? You heard about that? You heard that? That word, that verbiage. Basically, young man, young woman with an older man, older woman type thing. It's the age gap relationship. What I'm confused about is what is the proper age gap relation? When to you does it become inappropriate, the age gap? Or is it an age thing as far as how young somebody is? Does that change the gap? Or, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, say we got somebody 45 years old fucking with a 19-year-old right. woman. She's legal. We talking about legal.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, is that cool? Like, how do you feel about that? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
All right, so
you're deep in thought.
I want to be politically correct with everything that I say today. Right? What I want to preface it with is when we talk about celebrities is different because obviously celebrities know a little bit more information about who it is that they kicking it with, right? Mm-hmm. Now, when we talking just normal people just out and shit like that. Mm-hmm. If I see you in an establishment where I know it's 21 and up to get into or something like that, or you got to be legally aged to be in the venue. Okay. Mm-hmm. So not no man or woman is going up to whomever it is that they are taking a liking to and being like, well, hey, I'm this age. How old are you? You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Let's get that understood first, people, when we talk about the age gap disparities within these relationships, right? So most people also be like, hey, when's your birthday? I ain't never heard a nigga say, hey, but when your birthday? Oh, nigga, October 21st, 1984. Don't nobody say that year. Mm-hmm. It's just the day. Okay, when you get to talking and more involved, like it could be months down the line, you've been kicking it with somebody, not knowing the age disparity per se. All right. Now, if I've been kicking it with somebody for about 5 months and then all of a sudden I find out she's what, 23 for whatever, let's just say 23, right? And I know I'm feeling her, she's feeling me, and we got a great connection. Mm-hmm. Do I forego that because, oh shit, damn, you 23. God damn, you make me feel great. You see what I'm saying? And I make you feel the same in return. Do we then say, oh, well, nah, the age is just, nah, we can't do that. You see what I'm saying? So a lot of times I think people get so wrapped up in, hey, the age difference. Now, there is a point in time where I'm just like, nigga, you just graduated. No, you shouldn't. I apologize. But yes, for this, for your example, the 45 and she 90, baby, you ain't even. No, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I think that is robbing them of figuring out who it is that they are. You know what I'm saying? Because I still feel that somebody that young is still impressionable. You know what I'm saying? and they will conform to whatever it is that you want to be, or you want them to be, or they feel as though they have to be for you, as opposed to having an identity for themselves. And then when that doesn't work, it fucks them up going forward in future relationships. You see what I'm saying? So, and that's man or woman. I don't care if it's a woman and it's a younger man, or a younger woman and an older man, all right? Or however, okay? I'm just saying, like, that type of age gap, I think, you know what I'm saying, with as long as they have their own identity and they know who they are, what they want, their goals, ambitions in life, things like that, they've lived a little, what is the problem? See what I'm saying? What is the problem? What is the real issue there? I'm not one to overly judge when it comes to that. Because I ain't gonna lie, man. You know, I'm 39. I give me a little 25 when it's shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck yeah. I'm with the shits. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not gonna be opposed, because again, I know that this woman has her own identity about herself. She's lived. You know what I'm saying? She's been on her own. She's had life experiences, you know? And at that point in time, she's also well aware and cognitive enough to make an educated decision on, is this something that I also want to pursue and possibly build towards? You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, I don't have an issue with, you know, an older woman dating a younger man, or an older man dating a younger woman, just as long as the identity part has been solidified within the other person. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what you want as an older aged individual. Allow that younger person to also have that part of them established. That's what I'll say when it comes to that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not opposed to it. I'm not for, I'm not against. I'm just.
It ain't no age where the gap will make you look like that's a little weird.
But what's my boy name? What's my nigga name? Scarface. That ain't De Niro. Al Pacino. Yeah. He got himself. Now that's crazy. That's a little wild to me. That's a little wild to me. But at that same time, we can look at that and be like, she playing along. Ain't no way you falling in love with no 80-year-old and you 26. Mm-hmm. Or how she's in her 20s. I know that. There's no possible way that you of all the men in the world, that brother right there just make you just was like, oh my God, I just love him. I can't see that. Like, I can tell you now, me being the age that I am, I'm not looking at no 70-year-old, 80-year-old woman like, oh my God, that's my thing. You know what I'm saying? I just cannot do that. Mm-hmm. All right. You talking about dating somebody that's older than
your grandparents.
What are you talking about right now? Grandparents, your grandfather, your grandmother is 62. This nigga, a whole 80 piece out here.
That's your great grandparents. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He used to go to the club, like, man, get the fuck out. No, I'm not buying any of that. Now, that's that bullshit right there. Rest her soul. Anna Nicole Kidman did the same. You know, she married up. You know what I'm saying? And everybody's like, oh, it's love. Those things I do not buy into. That's that fake shit right there. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not believing that. Them disparities, I ain't going for. Mm-hmm. I'm not going for that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So it gotta be just egregious, the age gap for you.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Well, is it a number? Is it a number? Like,
man,
20 30. Years, 25 years, 30. So 30.
I say anything over 30 is crazy to me. Anything over 30 is crazy to me. So let me see. Let's say if I'm, yeah. So yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah. 25 to 30.
It's weird to me. So if I get to be 50,
yes.
30 years is 20.
So let's go 25.
Because my daughter would be older than that.
Let's go 25. Let's go 25.
Okay. Yeah, me.
No, the gap shouldn't be more than. I really want to say 20, but I don't want to limit nobody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But but even with my gap, the gap that I give, remember, my only stipulation is making sure that identity is established. So even if I say 30 years, 25, 24, something like that, as long as that person can make a well-based decision for themselves, yeah, you know what I mean? They have the wherewithal within to know that, okay, yeah, I know the brother older, or I know the sister older than me, you know what I'm saying? But this is what that is, and that's what that adds, you know what I'm saying? So we can go 25.
Yeah, I guess 25. Mine a little lower.
25.
Mine a little lower than 25, but
what you got?
Ain't nothing wrong. Everybody's legal, consenting adults. I was watching Lauren Lake Paternity Court, man. Me and Kim be watching that shit, man. That shit funny.
Okay. You know what
I mean? And I ain't gonna lie, sometimes I be rooting that the daddy ain't the daddy. I mean, it just is what it is. I be riding with dudes. But they had one instance where a dude, he was messing with a 19-year-old. She was 21 at the time. He had a baby with her when she was 19. At 21, she brought the kids to him and left. And she had two kids by him. And he was like, well, she's doing stuff with other people, so I want to make sure that I'm the daddy or whatever.
Gotcha.
I have a problem with that because the nigga was 40. So I have an issue, and I guess it falls more into what you were saying, because a 19-year-old, you know what you was doing when you went after this 19-year-old girl. And then you got a problem that now she wants to leave you because now you can't control her no more, because now she's coming into her own and she has kids and all this. I have a problem with that. So I'm kind of, I guess, on the same length as you, about as long as you have taken your journey and you can make your own decisions for yourself, I'm kind of cool. But whenever a dude want to get with a young woman just to control and do stuff like that, I kind of got a little issue. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because now you got this woman hostage, and now she look at you as a father figure more than a partner. Now she's scared to do shit around you and all that. I don't like that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So shout out to them. To each his own. I'm not judging. I just don't want nobody to be taken advantage of either. You know what I'm saying? So as long as that's not happening, we good. Man. So that's all I got booked. Shout out to Brian. My bad. 400,000 on the boys. Shout out to him. Congratulations. Also, shout out to Caitlin Clark. She's going to the WNBA. She passed up Pete Maravich, Pistol Pete,
all-time
scoring record or whatever in college basketball.
Hey, we're looking at you, Chef. We're looking at you. She's going to be there next year, bro. Mm-hmm. We're looking at you. She ain't got to go against Sabrina. You know who you got to face. You know who you got to see. You know who you got to see.
It'll be all right. Next thing, I think they should make a group. Like, she's there. They want to see her, but you got to keep Sabrina because you got to respect it. Have both of them together.
She is
and
nice.
Have Steph and let Clay. Clay ain't doing shit. Let Clay come out there and shoot. Let both of them shoot back to back.
Brother, Splash Sisters.
You know what I'm saying? That's hard right there. Let them do it. Total.
Don't you take our shit. Boy, if I hear this on Verbal Cardio, 4th and 1, any other of these podcasts, any of these television shows, you know today. Today, what's today so that they know? Even though we ain't uploading until Sunday. What is it?
March 5th.
It's March 5th when we're recording this, people. Okay? We're going to upload it March 5th, 2024. I got to put the year in there, okay? For you niggas who be acting funny, all right? The digital footprint is there. Okay, it's on when we upload this. It's in the archives of when we recorded this shit. I best not hear Splash Sisters nowhere. Unless you fuck you pay me. Okay. Yeah. Fuck you pay me.
Yeah.
And speaking of the sisters, man, I'm trying to find some I am trying to locate only because I was hit up in the DMs, man, about my album, right? And when I'm actually gonna put it out. You know,
some advice that I was given was they said to break it into two. You know what I'm saying? You know, because they was like, you know, people lose attention quick. You know what I'm saying? As far as when you put out, you know, put out music, you know what I'm saying? So if you split into two, you know what I mean? 4 and 5 here, 4 and 5 there, whatever, whatever. And I'm just like,
that's 2 albums then. Now you got 2 albums.
Right. But I was like, niggas, what? I'm gonna give niggas 12 minutes both times. You know what I'm saying? It's the shortest albums in history. Like, it's cool. No, we gonna do one. Now, if by chance, I mean, I do continually and constantly think and create if I can. You know what I'm saying? So who's to say that by the time I do make it to the crib, I won't have a double? You know what I'm saying? To where, okay, shit, I can hit niggas with this one, and then, oh, hey, down the line, I can hit niggas with that. And if I have a current event bar in there, of course, I'm gonna put that on the first one because it needs to be time sensitive. You know what I mean? But I try to stay away from those things. But you know, they was telling me about that, and they asked me about our boy that's in the industry that does music. And it was like, but he ain't helping, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't he got the ins and outs and stuff? And I was like, nah. Boy said, because I ain't doing this for real, for real. He ain't got time. They words exactly. Man, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. I said, what me? Who said this? This is outside. You know what I'm saying? Outside, look at, you know who it is. You know the person. I ain't going to say the name. But there's a track on Lil Wayne's album featuring Jay-Z. Mm-hmm. That's what I can tell you. Hey, mister, where have you been? Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what I give you. So, yeah, they let me know. And I was like, you know, but he was like, you know, I get it. I was like, yeah, it's all good though. You know what I'm saying? I was like, you know, I got more gratification doing it on my own anyway. Mm-hmm. Through and through, you know what I'm saying? Networking, finding whatever I got going on, you know what I'm saying? But with that being said, my peoples, I am trying to find, I've reached out to 3 females on IG that I think they would be dope, because 2 of them I know for sure I love their voice, like unique voices to where they can really make the song get off, and the other one I know can just put the words together. Like, I want a different perspective, you know, to follow suit after my verse, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got some ideas. Like, I tell y'all, man, I'm seriously having fun, but I'm serious. So don't think that I'm just putting out some 1 fish, 2 fish, red fish, blue fish. No, your boy I'm doing some work over here. You know what I'm saying? I'm handpicking my beats. You know what I'm saying? This ain't gonna be like Nas. Nas got the lyrics, but the beats be ass. No, I'm in here just blazing. And all that over here, you know what I'm saying? Them ain't the niggas that I found, because them niggas are too expensive. Yeah,
too expensive,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I got Lil Flames and some other niggas here.
You know what I'm saying? First degree.
Yeah, so, hey, bro, you know what I'm talking about? So, look here, bro. Yeah. But yeah, I like all the beats that I got, man, and I find more, and I'm just buying. And the beats that I don't use, nigga, I'm telling you right now, Franz, I got some beats that, because it's a bundle deal. Like, if you buy 2, the producer will give you 1 or 2 for free. Mm-hmm. So I look at people. If you start to hear this new theme music, just know that's a beat that I couldn't figure out no words for. It's gonna be the instrument of this bitch, and we can use it because it's paid for and it's unlimited. You know what I'm talking about?
You know what I'm saying? Sit it through.
I got a couple because I'm like, I like the beat, but I'm just like, nigga, I don't know what the fuck I would say on that. And there's a lot that I'd be feeling like that, but I'd rather secure it. Most of the time, I'd rather secure it. That way, somebody can't say I can't use it at all. You know what I'm saying? Because if somebody outright buys it exclusive, I can't purchase it going forward. But if I get it before it's exclusive, I can still do what I want because my contract preceded yours. You know what I mean? So that's it, man. So I'm hoping that these ladies hit me back. 2 of them are black. 1 is white. Not even gonna lie, but the white girl's voice is powerful.
Snow Allegra ain't gonna do that, man. Snow Allegra too big for that, man. You gotta shoot a little lower.
Who?
Snow Allegra too big, man. She's not gonna do that shit, man.
That ain't even who the person is. But I heard her shit on somebody else posted a clip of her doing a freestyle, and I was like, shit, she alright. Mm-hmm. She fucking nice. And then I showed Travis the other one. And I was like, yeah, I want her, because that other one, she fine though. I've been following other joints.
You need to go hit up Tasha from Bone Thugs and Harmony. Where Tasha at?
Oh man.
And Tasha, that you need to get her. That's who you need to get. You know what I'm saying? The one that said, and flesh, that broad. That's what you need to get. She got to be, she can't be explicit. We ain't heard her.
You know what? I would not mind a vocalist, man or woman, probably a female though, would be better suited for the My Guardian Angel track that I got for my grandmother. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I believe I've said all I can, that I don't need to be the one to speak on the chorus. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I got some shit, y'all. I got some.
You can't hype it up.
I can, because that's my grandmother. You know what I'm talking about? I can hype that up.
You got to just.
It's great, y'all.
You got to just show it and then over deliver when you give them the proof. You can't overhype it though. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I'm not gonna talk too high of myself, people. I'm gonna just stay mellowed out.
There you go.
I think I'm doing an okay job. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I think I'm doing an okay job. You know, and I'll leave that to y'all to decide when the time comes. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, but I have been making my little videos, like, because what I'm doing now is I buy the beat and I'm acting like I'm in a real studio. Mm-hmm. So I play the beat through my headphones as opposed to TV now. Mm-hmm. That way I record just my words. And it's hard for me. I got to try to stack it at the right spot on the beat. So that's what I'm in here being an engineer for my damn self. At this point in time, people, just because I want to hear it clearer, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And then the people that do get the, you know, get, well, I let some of my employees that had to ride with me the other day. I did let them hear some of my shit. One of them is going to another camp. We made a trade, so to speak, you know what I'm saying? So, I was like, hey bro, you're not going to be able to hear that track that you know, the outro part, you know, that mm-hmm. that I made, with the feature. And I was like, you ain't going to be here to hear it. So I'm like, I'm going to let you hear it right now, because I had already recorded and stacked it, right? Mm-hmm. So we riding, you know what I'm saying? I got the older lady in the car, the one that was like, ooh, your car's so sweet. Don't pass out. And she said that again the other day when she was like, who I'm riding with? She was like, I'm not taking that. I was like, nah, y'all with me. She was like, ooh, I'm in the sweet car. I was like, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was like, well, Miss Kay, you in luck today. You get to hear everything. Because I'm like, I'm not going to lie to you, front. I don't know the last time I listened to anybody but me in my car. Like, I literally ride to work for over an hour, or however long it takes me to get where I need to go. It is literally just me. Mm-hmm. Talking and rapping the whole fucking, and I love it all the time, nigga. Love it all the time. So that's how I'm able to fine tune and craft. And I'm like, oh, I'm missing a word there, man. I need to put something else there to bridge it, right? So yeah, people, I take that serious. But anyway, so I played it, and you know, I look in the rear view, he got that little grin on his face, like nigga won't he don't want to get my props, but the props is already showing. You know what I'm talking about? It is exuded in how you, what your stature is right now. You know what I'm talking about? Like, yeah, the only thing you ain't do is take off shirt and waving in the head like a helicopter. You know what I'm talking about? Uh-huh. So I was like, I do a little something, man. I do a little something. I appreciate it. I was like, I could tell you feeling it. You know what I'm saying? He's like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's like, I can't wait for the finish. I was like, yeah, I'm working on it, man. I'm working on it. So, you know, my, Miss Kara, she was asking me about the track. She was like, what about the one for your ex-wife? She was like, yeah, work on that one. I only had a thought that I thought I might have did that. Mm-hmm. And the thought that I had was going to be something totally different. You know what I'm talking about? Than the one that I actually created. I'll tell you now, girl, the one that I was talking about doing.
Yeah, I hate you so much right now, track, huh?
What? And listen, what? But the situation that I was in when I came to, tapped into the other part of my cerebellum, and it made me write the way that I wrote. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, it was gonna be a wild one. You know what I'm talking about? But I think I did the one that I was supposed to. So I let her hear that, and she was like, "Oh my." I was like, I don't want to beef it up, pump it up too much, but I was like, yeah, that's it. You know what I mean? No chorus. Mm-hmm. And just get what I need to say out. You know what I'm saying? And she's like, where's that other one though? I was like, which one? She was like, your first one. And she was like, I'm the bad bitch. I was like, oh, yeah, I got you.
She wants to take her ass or something, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, man. So she was like, yeah, where that one at? I was like, I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting on some, you know, another verse for it, but I got mods, you know what I'm saying? So I restacked that one today. That's the one I sent you for the chorus, trying to figure that part out. But I restacked that one today. So that one's on the shelf waiting. And like I said, I do want a female on that one. You know what I'm saying? So I'm hoping that they hit me back to give a different perspective. If it don't happen, then you know it'll play itself the way it's gonna play itself. But yeah, man, I think that'd be dope. And her daughter called. This is how I know I made it, y'all. And this is my last part. So she was in the car. She's like, girl, you calling me on video and you half naked. Now I'm not paying attention. You know what I'm saying? To what they got going on.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, but ain't you driving? She was like, no, I'm not driving. If I picked up the phone, you know what I mean? And it's a video call. She was like, why would I be driving? You know what I mean? I mean, that means somebody else is driving and you in here looking half naked. I almost wanted to cut my eyes open. You know what I'm talking about? What you talking about over there, Miss K? What you talking about? But she was like, you know, I'm in the car with my supervisor. And then she said her daughter was like, oh, the rapper? Nigga, I made it. What you talk about? I don't made it now, man. I have been recognized as a rapper. Y'all just can't say shit to me, Lobo, man. So yeah. It's dope, man. So yeah, people. There's gonna be a day where I am going to let y'all hear an unengineered professional product. You know, one of the tracks. Just so y'all know, I ain't bullshitting. You know what I'm saying? Ain't gonna be no music video. It's gonna be the song, and I'll put the name, the title of the song in the screen. I'll put a little graphic, but that's it. That way y'all can hear it, and we gonna go from there. So I got 5 or 6 of them done like that. Some of them, again, it's the placing of it. So I'm trying to make it as good as possible without it skipping to where, oh, man, that's off. No, it's not me. It's me trying to place it, and I'm trying to do it with my finger. You know what I'm saying? Like, literally on my phone, trying to drag this shit to the ideal spot. So if it sound like a hiccup, nigga, it sound like a hiccup because it's not the finished product. Appreciate the greatness that you're hearing in front of you right now. That's it, man. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. That's it, man.
I see you. You want to do it on that song about your ex? You know what I'm talking about? Maybe you should have a dude singing on there. You know what I'm talking about? Singing some shit. You know what I'm talking about?
Hey, man, you know what? Depending on what Joe costs, I might ask Joe. I ain't never mind. You know what I'm saying?
Joe, he has a different bracket right now. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
yeah, hey, he can be on the Guardian Angels joint. You know what I'm saying?
If he talking about something, who knows? Shit.
Hey, man, I could send him the Guardian Angel track, and if he can think, I got the words in there that I want to be in there. Well, two of them. You build off of that, bro. Hold me down and put your vocals on that joint in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Got no problem with it.
Hey.
No problems with it.
Good shit.
Well, y'all know what it is, people. Remember to like, share, subscribe to this podcast, the one of a kind time that we do all the time. And then follow us on Instagram at @MVP_podcast. We know that y'all are sharing our information to the other peoples. You know what I'm talking about? Just want to give us our credit. That's all. And then email us at mansviewpodcast@yahoo.com. People, if you are a female aspiring to be on something bigger than yourself, let me know. You know what I'm talking about? I'm not taking auditions. But if you do a little something, well, yeah, you would have to conduct an audition, you know, talking about to let me know that you can actually do what you're talking about you're doing, you got to do. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, follow us on Twitch and Facebook, Gaming at Man's, oh my God, MV Podcast Gaming. I'm tripping. That's this man's this, man's that. It's MV Podcast Gaming, people. Mm-hmm. Okay? And that is that.
Shout out again to y'all sticking with us another week. We appreciate it. I guess we only got
and
one.
I didn't give y'all a Chipotle update this week. I apologize. I went back and watched it. Somebody in the comments said.
Man, I didn't fucked up my shit.
Oh, damn.
Oh, okay. What's up? Okay, I'm back.
I said somebody in the comments. I didn't give y'all a Chipotle update this week. But the comment section said that I updated about Chipotle the week prior. So I apologize. Don't talk about. I apologize. I really. I didn't know I did. I had to go back and watch the previous. I showed up did. So shout out to you, bro. You know, yeah, I appreciate you putting it in the comments for me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Appreciate you putting in the comments. And you was happy that I'm still getting a Chipotle. So that's all that matters.
Hey, yo, but shout out to y'all. Again, we appreciate y'all for tuning in, for coming here on this journey with us.
Yeah.
And until next time. Been MVP. We're going to holler at you. He's out.
Pray for me. Pray for me.